Welcome to Camp Constitution Radio with your host, Hal Shurtleff. This show is heard on WBCQ The Planet every Monday and Thursday evening, 7:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. You can also pick it up on our numerous platforms. Podomatic is our flagship platform, but also you can pick it up on, Spotify, Amazon, and a few others. And today is New Year's Day. I'm recording this. It'll be aired a little bit later tonight and also Thursday. So Happy New Year to everybody. We know that our nation is in very tough shape due to the horrible policies of the Biden administration. But we had a pretty good year. And, people of faith just have to keep on persevering. And that's what we do. Keep on keeping on, I think, was a line from an old movie. And so what I like to do here, I think we've been doing this now for the last 6 or 7 years, is to give an overview or a review of 2023. It's not everything we've done. And some of the numbers are a close approximation. Some of them are pretty accurate. Some of the numbers of different, people. I'll go over that. But we've been very busy. And keep in mind, I'm the only full-time person on staff, and we have some great volunteers that help make this organization possible. So I want to start off with our annual family camp. That's really that's our major event of the year. That's what we initially, what was all about. And as God opened up more doors to us over the years, and we did more and more things. And at that point, when we first started our first camp in 2009, it was just, 65 people. And it just grew. And then God opened a door to make me full time. And so that led to the legal case, the 9-0 U.S. Supreme Court victory that helped overturn a terrible Supreme Court decision way back in 71 that it's best to de-Christianize and de-religionize the country. And they failed, and I like to think they failed miserably. Anyway, the first thing I want to mention is our Samuel Blumenfeld Archive. As people who are regular listeners of the show know, who Sam was, a pioneer in the homeschool movement. He died in 15. He left most of his writings, his books, his papers to us. And thanks to Mr. Mark Affleck, our camp newspaper editor, and our webmaster, Eric Conover, they created this great online archive, free, although we do accept donations. And people from all over the world, but mainly the United States. And they normally download, the most popular thing is the Alpha Phonics workbook. So we had almost 720,000 hits. And that means this doesn't mean individuals, but it means one person goes on. It might look at four or five things, maybe eight or nine things. I'm not sure what the average is, how many actual unique visitors, but probably I'm guessing 100,000 or more, which I think is a pretty healthy something. And we haven't spent any money to advertise this. I'm going to do that this year. We're not going to do a lot, but we're going to advertise it in some local markets and see how it goes. I am thinking about Newsmax. It's $1,000 a minute. That's a little bit past our budget. But if God provides, we might just consider doing something like that. So anyway, the hits, and then the Alpha Phonics workbook, 3,779. And this is a free download. People can actually teach others, especially their children, how to read. They don't need to spend any money. Some people buy the hard copy workbook, but you can download it. And, Sam created an Alpha Phonics kit back in the 90s to compete with Hooked on Phonics, which, by the way, is a good program because most people thought, I can't teach my children how to read with just a manual, just a workbook. I have to have the flashcards, and I have to have this and that. So Sam created an Alpha Phonics kit because that's what the market demanded, although it's not necessary. My wife and I taught our children with just the workbook and never needed the manual and the other things. Although, again, it's okay to do that. And all that stuff, the flashcards are available in PDFs from the website, and we have all 128 lessons. So almost 3,000 Alpha Phonics manuals. 9,000 is public education necessary. I think that's the most we've had in 1 year. That's a great book. It goes into the history of public education or government schools and how the left took them over, and they have just about complete control of them today. This is why I can never understand why conservative and Christian parents send their children to be taught by people who hate them and want to destroy their minds. But they do. Thankfully, more and more people are waking up and using our website to help teach their children. The Marlowe Shakespeare book, 4,500, a little more than that. And this is Sam's book. He thought he was going to be able to get a lot of readers for this book. He thought he could actually, this would be his retirement money. And it didn't pan out that way, but it's and Sam was confirmed, had a firm belief that Christopher Marlowe was the true author of Shakespeare's plays. And we don't take a position on it, but I thought it's a very interesting read. It'd be a great movie too. Crimes of the Educators, I think, was Sam's last book. He co-authored with Alex Newman, and I would say a very important book. And we had a little more than 1,000 downloads of the a rough draft of the book. And I do recommend getting a hard copy, which you can get through Amazon. And we had some copies. We sold them out. Alex Newman, I think, I don't know if the book's still in print. I think there's a paperback version of the book as well. Highly recommend getting the book. About 300 online Alpha Phonics lessons and about 850 Phonics intro video, which were downloaded by people. Again, these are helpful tools, but they're not necessarily needed. But they're there if you think it'd be helpful to you. That's what we have. And all you need to do is sign up for this is go onto our website, and there's a drop down, and you click on that. It will ask you for a username and an email address. Some people give us more information, but that's all you need, and you have unlimited access to it. And this is some of you have been regular listeners or viewers. Know that there was a gentleman in Zimbabwe that reached out to us and asked if we would donate some workbooks to his school. And I, of course, was more than happy to do that. And I just asked if he would have a few pictures of the students using the Alpha Phonics. And he did that. He actually made a few videos for us. These beautiful little children in this dirt poor country, well-dressed. The teachers are well-dressed. No rainbow flags in this classroom too, by the way. And English is the official language of that Bilik country. But God knows is his first name. He got a hold of me just a few, maybe earlier, maybe in the late spring, and said that he's bought some land. He's going to build another school. They use the word college to describe their high school. So he's going to name it in honor of Samuel Blumenfeld. And so he wants us to be there when he opens the opening of the school. So I don't think Zimbabwe would be the first country on my bucket list, but I think we need to be there when it's opened up. It's interesting that Sam's Alpha Phonics is rejected in our government schools, but here's a Christian school in a communist country that wants it very, very much. Now, Camp Constitution in Greater Alton. This is where I now live for a little over 3 years. And I say this to people. People want to get involved and say, well, what do I do? If you just moved into an area or you've been there all your life and you haven't really done much as far as promoting liberty, promoting the gospel or whatever the case is, you know, get involved with a Bible-believing church. That's one of the first things you should do. Get to know the editor of the local newspaper, whether it's a liberal or conservative paper. We're blessed to have a conservative weekly paper. We have another paper that's weekly, but it's not conservative, not liberal, and it's a question of they'll publish all of your letters. And most of these small newspapers do not have full-time reporters, so you can become a reporter. You can report on that town meeting or the event that you held. So what we've been doing is we've been hosting events in the area. We have a friend that has a beautiful house right in the village, and we have a church that my wife and I belong, and they let us use their beautiful church for events. We also sponsor 2 miles of highway on Route 28 on the Wolfboro, New Hampshire border. We do 2 cleanups a year, and our name is on the sign heading north and south for 2 miles. So people drive by and, hey, Camp Constitution. Also, we have a thanks to a friend of ours who passed away and left us a little. We were able to buy a van and a minivan, and our friend Bruce Socha Sign Company, did some stenciling. We did do a complete wrap. My son, that would be too much. So we did some stencil. We got a picture of Uncle Sam on both sides, our camp website, our camp motto, and on the back there's also our picture of Uncle Sam, smaller, and our camp motto. And people recognize us. I'm writing a weekly column for the a monthly column in a weekly newspaper, and people will see me and what you guys about. Sometimes they'll take a picture of the van, and I'll hand them a pocket copy of the Constitution and a pamphlet. And we also, I had planned on Bill of Rights Day, I was planning to, we got a banner made up, and I didn't get a chance to. I was just going to park it at a busy rotary and just leave it there for a few hours, but I didn't get a chance to do that. But hopefully next year. Anyway, Camp Constitution Press. Now, this started out, a friend of mine back in, 2010 or so, he was looking for just a chapter of a book called Farm Boy to Financier, where the author of the book, Frank Vanderlip, who was an attendee at the infamous Jekyll Island meeting where the Federal Reserve Bank was hatched, he wrote his autobiography in, I think, 35 or 36. It was serialized by the Saturday Evening Post, and I think a chapter every week or a portion of a chapter. And he said that in that chapter is basically spilling the beans. Prior to that, there was denial. I don't think the term conspiracy theory was used much in those days, but oh no, that never happened. And yeah, he said we were as furtive as any conspirator, and he mentioned the names of people there and so forth. Like one fourth of the world's wealth was represented there. So we finally found it. A friend of mine in Maine got me the book as well as the magazine. I had searched online and found every Saturday Evening Post, and I think it went under for a while, and they came back online, or I should say came back, and I don't know if they're still being published, but this was back in the 30s when this was published, and I finally found one online that was redacted. It's like the FBI didn't want anybody to know this, so the CIA. And finally, my friend was at a yard sale, and he found the book, which was listed on Amazon for like $1,500. And the magazine with the article in, you know, unredacted. And so thanks to my good friend Mark Affleck, he put it, you know, PDF'd it, and we make it available on our website, our book online bookstore. And that was the beginning of Camp Constitution Press. Since then, we published another. We've reprinted most things. Not we got a few originals, but there's one of the projects I've been working on: the racist roots of Planned Parenthood and its legacy of death. And yeah, light reading. This was something that has been on the back burner for quite a long time. And I'm starting to write a book about the Christian flag lawsuit, Shirtliff v. Boston, but I want to get this one done first. I didn't want to have two projects because then I can't really devote my full time. So, and I did have a couple of volunteers that were going to help me transcribe the letters between Gamble, Dr. Clarence Gamble, and Margaret Sanger. And that they weren't able to help. So I said, I'm just going to do it and get it done. So I last couple of months. And what the book's about is, but a little background. Back in November of 2018, we had Reverend Kraft up here. At that time, he was living in New Jersey. We had him on a speaking tour. And I said, hey, Rev, let's get to Milton, Massachusetts. Let's go across the street from the home of Clarence Gamble. He was the heir to Procter & Gamble, and he was a pioneer in their spermicide. He was a eugenicist. He was also a colleague of Margaret Sanger. And there was a letter that you can find online. It was a letter dated December 10th, 1939. It was three-page note letter, paper. Where Sanger is saying to Gamble that we don't want the word to get out that we wish to exterminate the Negroes, et cetera, et cetera. And his address is on the letterhead. And I used to live really close to that address. So we thought we'd do a video of Reverend Kraft reading it and making commentary, which we did. And as the video is being made, I thought, hey, Prescott, the Bushes lived down the street here, maybe eight or nine houses away. where George H.W. was born. This house is privately owned today. The Bushes don't own it. I don't know who owns the Gamble House, but I tell people don't go out and protest in front of a house because I don't think those people have anything to do with Gamble. Prescott Bush was Planned Parenthood's first treasurer. So I thought there'd be some correspondence between the two. So I discovered that Gamble had his papers at the Harvard University Medical School Library, which is actually in Boston, not in Cambridge. And in 2020, now interesting too, George H.W. died that same day that we made that video. He died. It was very, very interesting. So that video is uploaded on our YouTube channel. And when I visited the library in January of 2020 before the lockdown, and I didn't see any correspondence between Bush and Gamble, but I got the correspondence between Sanger and Gamble. And so it contains that commentary. Some of the people mentioned in the letters that aren't too well known, those that I couldn't find information about. So I think it's going to be a good read. We also have the speech that Martin Luther King gave to Planned Parenthood. That's going to be in there too. This may be the first time it was ever published in a book. So that should be ready maybe in 3 or 4 weeks. And a second book project that we're going to do is, and even though they're not out in print yet, we got the stuff ready last year. The KGB Killed Kennedy by Sam Blumenfeld. This was something he wrote in 65. And thanks to Bill McNally and his daughter Barbara, they did the editing. And that's almost ready to be put in publication or print. Anyway, so Camp Constitution Radio. In addition to our show on WBCQ, I think this might be our 7th year. I think we started in 16, early 16, and we've been doing this now again since then, and we hope to continue into the future. We also have our show on Podomatic. That's our flagship, and iHeart, Amazon, SoundCloud, and a few others. Where we've been top 10 for our category in Podomatic, 8,000 downloads, 1,200 plays for the year. And it all mentions CastBox, Podcast Addict, Spotify, Podomatic, Google Chrome, and Apple Podcasts. Joe Rogan is not worrying about us at this point, but we do encourage you to go to our Podomatic. If you're listening, please reach out and say, "Hey, yep, I'm a regular listener," or "I just heard you guys." And we do like to know who's out there and who might be whom we may be influencing. YouTube, we have since we started our YouTube channel. Again, these are modest numbers compared to some people that get 1 million views every time they're on there. But we're just a small. We're not like a big box store. We're like a mom and pop Patriot store here. But we got over 1.6 million views since we started in 2010. Keep in mind, though, the first 6 years of our existence, we didn't have a full-timer like me that was there to promote the videos. And I think, though, since 16, our numbers like quadrupled. However, a couple of years ago, we were averaging about 65,000 views a month. And of course, the more views, the more viewers, the more subscribers. But YouTube has deleted some of our videos. They've given us copyright, not copyright strikes, but they've given us strikes for doesn't meet community. Anything that questioned certain medical things, they'll delete, and we may end up losing the channel. But we actually ended the year with about 1,000 views in 1 or 2 days. So we get about 1,000 new subscribers. We were just 3 or 4 subscribers shy of 8,000 subscribers overall. And our most popular video was a video was an old classic by Dan Smoot on the Democracy versus Republic. So as a result of the idea that we may lose our channel, our YouTube channel, we still encourage you to subscribe and all that. But we've doing more with our Rumble channel or page, and we've got 9,000 views last year, up by 7,000. So 150,000 views all time. And I'm not sure how long we had the channel. We didn't do much with it. We've got 1,200 views over the past 30 days, so that's a good sign. And we're still uploading videos from the YouTube videos, and so we probably have a couple hundred videos where on this channel, where on YouTube we have over 1,000. So Camp Constitution Media, that's me, or maybe a friend with a video camera. And we attend numerous events in the region, including videotaping the Lexington reenactment. That's the Battle of Lexington. This is, I think, might be our 20th year that I've come to these reenactments, but I've been videotaping them maybe the last 7 or 8 years. And 1 year, the Lexington Minutemen actually embedded one of the videos. We hosted Julie Wilkinson. She was the woman who played the abortion nurse in the movie Unplanned, the Abby Johnson story. She was an abortion nurse herself until she came to have a saving knowledge of Jesus Christ. But she spoke at our ladies' retreat, as well as several engagements in New Hampshire and Massachusetts. We videotaped the Alton, New Hampshire Memorial Day Parade and also wrote an article about it to the local paper. Our annual Memorial Day weekend event in Lexington, Massachusetts. We had several speakers, which we videotaped. And Edith Kraft firing a cannon at our Independence Day barbecue. We got over 5,000 views. And I think the video was like 4 seconds. It was really fun. Charles Van Vaik, who was the man who wrote Shooting Back. It's an incredible story of courage and bravery as in the face of four communist terrorists that murdered a number of people in his church. He fired back, saving, no doubt, hundreds of lives. And he was also a missionary in Africa. And we hosted him in a number of venues in Maine, New Hampshire, and Massachusetts. We also attended the Future of Christendom Conference, where we videotaped a number of these excellent presentations. Second annual weekend retreat, we had some great presentations. Catherine White on the Constitution and Karen Testerman, who was gubernatorial candidate in New Hampshire, gave a wonderful presentation on the history of the New Hampshire Constitution. Norfolk County Republican, we were one of the speakers at this event, and this was videotaped, the whole event. And also, we made a video just December. Reverend Kraft and I revisited the Gamble House. We added the Bush House in the video, and we talked about the upcoming book. Media coverage. Well, Camp Constitution in the news. Now, we don't, our goal isn't to be in the media. That's not our major focus, but people pay attention to what we do. And last year, I should say 2022, we got more media in 2022 than we got in the whole, we got international media. It's incredible. Fox, Newsmax, ABC, NBC, CBS, all of them. And we had editorials in our favor, and it was just amazing. What a wonderful, wonderful blessing that was. So we don't expect that kind of coverage. But thanks to our shirtlifty Boston, I thought we did have one article in a local newspaper about our camp, the Claremont Times, New Hampshire. But because of our case, shirtlifty Boston, it's making an impact around the country, and cities and towns all over the country, they're either banning all but U.S. flags, state flags, POW flags. So they're not flying rainbow flags because they'll have to fly other flags, and they don't want to do that. The town of North Andover had to change their policy. They flew an Israeli flag, and then someone wanted to fly the Palestinian flag, which they did, and they said, okay, we're going to go back to, and they made reference to our case. So I say that the gift that keeps on giving. We also get some special projects. I don't think I have it in this PowerPoint. I have it in the article, but we do some media, well, radio shows, the South Coast Now with Chris McCarthy. That was down in New Bedford, Massachusetts, and Chris is an old friend, but haven't been on the show in a few years. Tamara Scott on Frank's Speech. The Ed Martin Movement. Ed is with the head of the Phyllis Schlafly Eagles, and he has me on every so often. We had our ladies' spring fling. That was a successful event. I mentioned earlier, Julie Wilkinson was the keynote speaker. Our Amazon, between Amazon, our online shop, and our Facebook book sales, about $4,000. The Amazon is way down, but I think that's just a trend. Not many people aren't reading as many books as they have been in the past. We had a great second annual weekend retreat was another success in beautiful Tuftonboro, New Hampshire, late September. So we encourage people to, if you can't make it to the week long, consider the weekend. Facebook page, we average about 50 likes per month. We admin 8 other pages. We have a Gab page, Twitter. I don't do a whole lot with Twitter, but at least we have a presence there. In fact, I was banned. I was blocked by Professor Mann. He's the left-wing climate cultist, and I thought that was a badge of honor. So, camp, our website, we got about 31,000 views. We were down a lot this year. Well, last year we got, because of all the media coverage, of course, we got hundreds of thousands of views. So I do encourage people to get to the website, share it with people. We have a lot of great resources, downloads. We added 2 downloads, How to Win a Gunfight, Even If You're Not a Good Shot. And we have a coloring book that we put back in print, and we got 2 new sponsors. So, and look at our Lane House. We had a wonderful, we do our monthly meetings, as well as our, we had a overnight retreat with, not a retreat, overnight with some homeschoolers. Looking into 2024, we got our camp coming up July 14th to the 19th at Singing Hills Christian Camp. Where we've been holding it since 2000 and 20, I should say 2020. And Julie Wilkinson will be the one of the guest instructors, and this guy named Tucker Carlson. I'm not sure, don't know too much about that guy, but Willie Soon, I'm kidding. Willie Soon was a guest on his show. It is not, as of this recording, he has not, it has not aired. And Willie mentioned Camp Constitution, and Tucker's, Willie said Tucker was visibly excited about the idea. And so he's going to be coming. And we also have Vince Ellison. We have a speaking tour for Vince Ellison. He's the author of several books and the documentary, Will You Go to Hell for Me? We're going to have him up here in New Hampshire and Massachusetts early May. You can go to our calendar. We've got one date set already, but we're looking at a few venues. And the latest retreat that's coming up, April 12th to the 14th at the Alton Bay Christian Conference Center. And our good friend, Dr. Felicia Nace, is a keynote. And of course, our weekend retreat late September also. And so finally, how can you help Camp Constitution grow? I've got a couple of minutes here. So first off, keep us in your prayers. I know that the prayers of righteous availeth much, and I felt the prayers because we've been blessed beyond belief. Even though we did have, I won't go into too many details, but we had a little we have. One of our people were scammed out of some of our funds, but it we say God owns the cattle on a thousand hills. So keep us and our nation, of course, the world, and our pray for revival. Pray that God will raise up men and women, and some of them need to come our way if that's what you want them to do, Lord, and let's have them come to us. And whoever thought that Tucker Carlson would come to camp, oh, Vivek Ramaswamy would come to our camp. It's just amazing. Become a donor. You can do a one-time donation. You can go to our website and get the address where it says contact. You can send a check. You want to become a sponsor. We can put your nonprofit or your business like-minded, obviously, $400 a month. I mean, $100 a year. You can do a monthly donation, a dollar. I mean, if everybody who listens to this gives us a dollar a month, we can do a whole lot with it. Host a speaker and reach out to us. Introduce our camp program to your friends and family. Subscribe to our YouTube and Rumble channels and our Podomatic. Follow us on Podomatic. Write a blog for our, I mean, an article for our blog. And share our social media posts. These are just some of the things. There's probably other things you can do, but off the top of my head, when people say, "Oh, Hal, what should I do? What can I do?" I usually tell them, "Pray." I don't say usually. I tell them, first off, ask God where He wants you to be, and if that's with us, we're happy to have you. But there's, and I mean that too. I mean, I don't mean that. Oh, I'm not using that as like some people. Oh, just pray. That's a cop out. No, pray, and then when God will open doors for you and direct you. I firmly believe that. Well, thank you for listening to Camp Constitution Radio with your host, Hal Shurtleff. Happy New Year, and until next week, may God richly bless you.